Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This to your customers. If you
do it right.
Marshall Tucker band bringing us back, one of the great Southern Boogie groups, maybe one of the original ones, probably one of the two original ones. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Put a .com on the end of his name, two C's on the end of that, on the end of Cantarucci, and .com on the end of that. You find him online. His book is Personal Brilliance, which is one of my favorites. Jim, we're talking about group dynamics, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you've got three things that you want to point out, that some tips that we need to focus on to help us get the most out of our groups.
Yeah, here are some things that we can do as leaders right now this week. First, let's require alternatives. Encourage people to come up with more than one viable solution to any particular problem. What that does is it increases the thinking about the problem and through the problem, so that we do actually have viable alternatives. There are multiple ways we could go. That's different. Compare that to the conformity. This is the way. Just do it this way. Be quiet. It's all.
So if I'm the boss and I'm applying this to myself, I say, okay, folks, here's what I've been thinking about, but it might not be the right way. I'm anxious to hear your ideas.
Right. Give me some alternatives.
And don't I need to say that, those kinds of words? I'm anxious. I'm hungry. Please tell me where I'm wrong.
Because of everything we've talked about up to this point, Jim, it's foreign to people to hear this. It's foreign for me to say it. So, yes, we have to take that extra step to promote this different way of approaching this. I agree with you completely.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay,
what's next?
Let's promote challenge. No resistance or challenge should raise a red flag. If we do say, here's how we're going to handle things, or here's what I'd like to do starting this week, and everybody just nods and smiles and turns back to work, you've got a problem. We want to raise that red flag. We want people to be thinking. We want people to say, wait a minute, that might not work. Let's talk about this. Here are some alternatives. That discussion is valuable. It's like gold. If we don't have that challenge, we don't promote that challenge happening to us, our ideas are not necessarily.
What if nothing happens? What if people just sit there like a bump on a log? Do we penalize them for not saying something, or do we reward them for saying something?
I think we reward them for saying something. You have to make it comfortable for people to say something. You have to make it okay. There's no penalty for even not saying it well. I think people aren't trained to give resistance well. They might sound mean, nasty, or that they're just whining or complaining. You can't be that testosterone-based leader that says, oh, you're being wimpy. Be quiet. Go back to work.
We're going to be here all day until somebody says something.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then, Jim, I think we need to also check ourselves. Are we part of the group so much that we're conforming to the group as well, and we're not providing that challenge to the group? We're not providing alternative solutions and different viable ways to get something done. So self-awareness is critical here as well, from the leader being able to facilitate this process, but also as a participant, as the leader. You know, are we mixed into the group too much? Do we need some distance to be able to look at things from different perspectives? So require alternatives, promote challenge, and take a look at yourself and be self-aware of how you're interacting with this ecosystem that we've developed as our small business. And that's really the way to think of it. All of those parts.
Yeah.
Have to fit together and work together pretty completely in order for us to be successful.
One of my mentors used to say to me, I say this on the show all the time. I came to him one time and I said, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on? Where am I going wrong here? This isn't working. And he said, check your position.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you said. Check yourself. He said, check your position. And what he meant was, look around you and see what's happening around you. Are there any successes around you? Or is everything not working? If anything is working, then maybe that's where you're going right. Find out what's causing that and model the other stuff off of that. Check your position. It was one of the best, some of the best advice I ever got.
Yeah, so as a working whole is very important. And the things that we've talked about this half hour are very critical too. What happens when one person goes down? The other team members understand everything about what's happening and can pick up the slack.
Exactly.
You know, those types of details.
That's the team dynamic, Jim. And I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.